Oh, thank you so much for coming over. It must have been a bit of a shock when I popped my head over the fence. I mean, I look so ridiculous. But it is kind of an emergency situation, and you've been so helpful to me in the past. Like when you stopped that leak from my washing machine, and when you fixed my computer, you've been a really great neighbor. And I'd like to think that in the short time we've known each other, that we've become friends. So I thought you'd be just the right person to, well, to help me out in the rather delicate position I find myself in. Just look at me. It's comical, really. It does sum up my luck recently, though. I mean, lots of people break a wrist when they trip and fall, but how many people break both wrists at the same time? You can't imagine how inconvenient it's been to have my arms in casts up to my elbows. Luckily, my sister lives nearby and she comes over twice a day to help out, but, well, there are limits to what she's prepared to do for me. Let's just sit down on the sofa, shall we? I would get you a drink, sweetie, but it's a bit tricky with my arms like this. There are some beers in the fridge, though. You can help yourself. No? Okay. Let's cut to the chase then. This is rather awkward, to say the least. It's not a typical neighborly favor I'm requesting. And there's no way that I'd be asking if I could think of an alternative solution. But I've been running things over in my mind for days, and I've come to the conclusion that this is my best shot. Sorry, you're looking very confused, and I'm not surprised. I'm not making myself very clear at all, am I? The reason I asked you to come around is not to fix a washing machine or replace a fuse or anything like that. It's a little more personal. And of all the people I know, I thought you'd be the most understanding and helpful. You were so kind after I split up with my husband, and your advice was so very useful. It really made me rethink my priorities. Oh, God. I had a speech all planned out in my head, but now you're sitting here next to me on the sofa with that cute, quizzical look on your face, and I can't remember any of it. Okay, focus. As I said, I feel we've become friends and that we know each other well enough to discuss, personal issues, intimate issues. Would you agree? You would? Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that. It makes it a little easier for me. The thing is, when I broke my wrists, I was right in the middle of a period of, well, look, I'm going to be frank with you. When I say intimate issues, what I mean is sexual issues. There, I've said it. And you haven't gotten up and walked out. Oh. Would you be comfortable talking to me about sex? You would? Oh, that's wonderful. So, when I broke my wrists, I was in a period of, I guess you could call it, sexual experimentation. In a way, that was because of you. I remember you telling me that something positive could be salvaged from my marriage breakdown. That I could now focus entirely on my own interests and passions, especially since the kids had left home too. And that's what I've been doing, relentlessly. My new interest, my new passion, well, it's masturbation. I can't stop masturbating. I love it. I love making myself come. Just after my husband moved out, I was chatting with some of the sassy young girls at work about sex and relationships, and the subject of masturbation came up. And I realized that this was a whole area of sex which I hadn't really thought about much. I mean, I did masturbate a little bit years ago, but my upbringing was very sheltered and moralistic. So when I occasionally touched myself down there, I felt guilty about it. And I was married at 18 and a mother at 19, so I guess I've always thought of sex as something which happens with another person. And sex with my husband was great, for the first few years at any rate. So I didn't feel the need for sex self-exploration. Not that I had much time for that sort of thing anyway. While the kids were growing up and I was forging ahead with my career. But anyway, the conversation at work set me to thinking. The reason we were talking about masturbation in the first place was because I said I was missing sex. And one of the girls said, "You don't need a man if you've got a good vibrator." And I was amazed when everyone else started describing their sex toys and comparing notes. I nodded and laughed along, but I felt too silly to admit that I'd never owned a vibrator in my life. I was intrigued, though, and, well, I was also very excited. So as soon as I got home that evening, I went straight to an online store that my friend had recommended, and I knew from the moment I read the first customer review of one of those naughty-looking devices that I just had to experience the pleasure that they were describing. God, those reviews made me so... Well, I found them intensely arousing. The thought that these women had bought such toys simply to give themselves sexual pleasure, and that they were willing to write about their experiences for all the world to read. Well, by the time I placed my order, I was trembling with excitement. The next couple of days while I waited for the package to arrive were agonizing. And then my order came, and I could barely look the delivery guy in the eyes. Would you like to see what was in that package? It's just beside you, in that drawer to your right, the black velvet bag. Take it out if you like. Oh God, just looking at it excites me. That toy has changed my life. The first time I used it was, oh, well, I couldn't believe what I'd been missing out on. It was simply exquisite. I made myself come over and over again. Orgasm after delicious orgasm. Oh, they were orgasms of such a duration and quality that I've never had before. I used it first thing in the morning and last thing at night. I took it to work and I made myself come in the restroom. And the pleasure I felt increased as I became more experienced with it. Do you want to know how I really broke my wrists? I made up that story I told everyone about tripping over the cat. What really happened was my sister had dropped by just as I was getting prepared to have some special playtime. It was the weekend, and I was on my third or fourth session of the day. So I had to sit and listen to her going on and on about her job and her kids and her husband. And all I could think about was going to bed, slipping down my jeans and panties, and making myself come again and again with my vibrator. As soon as she left, I literally ran into the bedroom, pulling my jeans down as I went, but I stumbled and I put my arms out to save myself, and voila, I ended up like this. Oh, it's okay, you can laugh. It's a funny story. I can see the headline, "Desperate Divorcee Breaks Both Wrists in a Masturbation Incident." But what's not so funny for me is that I haven't come since that day. It's been 2 weeks. Before my awakening, I could have easily gone 2 weeks without an orgasm. But not now. I've tried humping a pillow, but it doesn't work. I've even straddled the arm of the sofa. That was awkward, all dressed up like this. But I need those vibrations to make me come. I need them so badly. I just can't hold that damn thing properly. So I guess by now you've worked out why I asked you over. I would like you to be my hands, to hold my vibrator for me, to masturbate me. Look, it's not sex, it's purely functional. It won't be erotic at all. I have an itch that needs to be scratched, and you're just helping me out, like the friendly neighbor you are. Shall we give it a go? Oh, thank you. Okay, so I've thought a little bit about how we're going to manage this. My dress is quite short, so if you could just help me hitch it up above my waist. Oh, that's it. Perfect. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'm not wearing any panties. Now I'm just going to spread my legs, and I want you to kneel on the floor in front of me. Oh, there, sweetie. Grab a cushion for your knees. There's some lube in the drawer where the vibrator was. That's it. Could you squeeze a little onto my fingers? And I'll proceed to lubricate my vulva. I think we should keep it scientific for now. It'll help us to, not get too involved. I don't know what I'm trying to say. As I sit here with my legs apart, waiting for my neighbor to masturbate me. Right, the controls on the vibrator are pretty self-explanatory. I like to start it on the lowest power. And then I'll let you know when I need it higher. Don't worry, I'll tell you exactly what to do and when to do it. Though I don't think this is going to take very long. Okay, I want you to start by holding it gently to the left of my clitoris. Oh, that's good. Right there. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, what's that? Oh, I know. My toy isn't very big. But oh God, it doesn't need to be. Oh, just wait until you see what this little guy can do. Okay. Now you can start slowly moving it around for me. Circling it around. Oh, from front to back. Just teasing me with it. Oh. Oh, yeah, sweetie. Just like that. Oh, God. Oh, feels so fucking good. Oh. Oh, now go ahead and turn it up a notch. Oh, fuck. Oh, now just keep sliding it around my clit. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant clitoris. Oh, you'll have to forgive me. Oh, honestly, I got excited just talking to you about it. I felt so naughty. Oh, I'm getting close already. Oh, I've been so pent up, you know? Okay, now hold it steady. Now turn it up again. Oh, I can feel the vibrations through my whole body. Oh, fuck. Oh, sweetie, you're such doing such a good job for me. You're making me feel, oh, so good. Oh, hit that button again so it pulses. Oh, one more time. Oh, that's it. That's how I like it. Oh. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking close. Oh, you're making me feel so fucking good, sweetie. Oh, I'm gonna come, honey. Oh, I'm gonna. You're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, start moving it again. Oh, rub it on my clit. Oh, yeah, faster. Oh. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh. Oh. Take it off. I can't take it. It's so sensitive. Oh. Oh, did you get that thing off? Oh, God. Oh, I needed that so badly. Oh, thank you so much for helping me to come. Oh, you handled my vibrator just beautifully. Really, I don't think I could have done it better myself. Oh, just sit here next to me on the sofa while I get my breath back. Oh, God, look at my hands. Oh, I'm trembling. Oh. Now, how would you feel if we made this a daily activity? I can tell by the look on your face and that bulge in your pants that you enjoyed it. Perhaps not as much as I did, admittedly, but oh, you had fun, didn't you? Making your naughty neighbor come with her special toy. Oh, watching her spasm and ecstasy at the mercy of that little machine. How about it? Shall we say same time tomorrow? Oh, I think that both of us are going to enjoy our little arrangement. Maybe breaking my wrists has an upside after all. Right, sweetie?